A backlog of maintenance projects at the national parks has passed $290 million just in Utah. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the National Park Service says they don't have the money to take care of campgrounds, trails, and visitor centers as they'd like, but especially roads and bridges. The national parks are getting much more popular and drawing in millions of visitors a year, but maintenance is being deferred. The National Park Service says increases from Congress this year are welcome. They also hope for more private and nonprofit partner contributions, so it's not all just on the taxpayer. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Work that needs to be done all around the country, and the price tag is getting closer to $300 million in Utah alone. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more on that. Mary?
Brian, these are maintenance projects that the National Park Service has delayed for more than a year. Maintenance on roads and bridges, visitor centers, trails, and campgrounds around the nation. The St. George News says paved roads are the largest source of deferred maintenance in Utah's Mighty Five. $54 million to take care of Zion National Park alone is needed. Congress wants to give more money to the parks this year and did pass a new highway bill with a big increase in that money. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.